If you're sick of windowless malls, why not head outside, maybe to the beach?
Now, honest surfing is out of this world. You just can't imagine the thrill of shooting the curl. Well, it positively surpasses every living emotion I've ever had.
Gidget first fell in love with surfing some 40 summers ago, and it took a whole movie for her to convince the boys to share the waves. Even now, surfing is still a male-dominated sport, so for many women and girls eager to become modern-day Gidgets, there's surf camp. No boys allowed. Jennifer Neeson from member station KPLU reports.
Bamboo fences lined with tiki torches surround a patch of green astroturf, the size of a suburban front lawn. This is Surf Divas Base Camp. It's perched on a sandy bluff above Carlsbad Beach, about 20 miles north of San Diego. First-time camper Edie Ramsdale is a 39-year-old doctor from Chicago. She's relieved to find out many of her fellow campers are professional women who, like herself, came alone.
There's like the baker, and there's like a sociologist, and attorneys, and the person who just up and quit their job. I mean, how cool, how cool and scary is it?
The
people moving all over the country.
Edie is one of about two dozen women who have come here for the five-day camp. She's looking to surfing to help stave off a midlife crisis. She tried getting up on a board years ago during her residency in San Diego and wants to pick up where she left off.
I followed through like every other aspect of my life, and I just decided I guess this was the time to do it. It was now or never as I'm finding out if my back stiffens up.
Surfing. It's beautiful to watch, and the pros make it look so easy. But actually catching a wave and standing up on a surfboard, otherwise known as popping up, is a minor miracle for beginners. Before entering the water with their blue, yellow, and pink boards, the women are given a lecture on dry land, covering the anatomy of a wave, surfing etiquette, and how to pop up without falling over. Robin Oliata, one of the instructors, demonstrates the quick, fluid motion.
The key is bringing that underneath your body as opposed to, you know, being really down or lifting your hands or doing what I call the victory pose. You're so excited you got to your feet that you make like a gymnast and you go, yeah! And you immediately are like not surfing anymore.
Once in the water, women fall from their boards over and over and over again. It's exhausting paddling through waves to get beyond the break zone, only to catch a wave and tumble or belly flop off the surfboard. But as the days progress, the curses and soggy grumbles begin to be replaced by elation as first waves are caught and ridden to shore. Carol Adderley from Iowa City never saw surfing firsthand until coming to camp. Now she knows what it feels like.
You look up and you see the shore coming towards you and you're moving fast and it's kind of like a really fast toboggan ride, only across the water, which is great.
This is exactly what Izzy Tahani wants to hear. She and her twin sister, Coco, founded Surf Diva in 1996. Izzy, who chronicles her life through her collection of surfboards and memories of big waves, says surfing isn't just good exercise. It's mental therapy as well.
It takes all of your problems and kind of puts them in perspective. Your bank account, the car you drive, whether your laundry's done or not, just doesn't matter at that time. Nothing matters but making that wave, and everything else is put aside.
The easiest way to get nail polish off, I found.
Everything, that is, except a good manicure.
Use, like, the cuticle cream.
In the evening, some campers gather to do each other's nails, sitting Indian style on the astroturf by the glow of flashlights. But after spending all day in the water, many choose to pass out in their tents, still in their bathing suits. Helene Herman, a kindergarten teacher in Harlem, is exhausted. But the week has forever changed the way she looks at the sea.
Makes you look at every wave, which one would be good, which one you think you can handle, which one you don't, where you'd want to be. Definitely gives you a different outlook on the ocean.
Izzy Tahani predicts surf camp is the first of many surfing vacations some of these women will embark on. She says it's addictive, leading one to cross off any getaway that doesn't involve some good waves, a wetsuit, and a surfboard. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Neeson at Carlsbad Beach, San Diego.